Hi there. Thanks for joining us. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. Al Jazeera is playing a purported new message from Osama bin Laden. Now, in it, the speaker criticizes President Obama for supporting Pakistan's offensive against the Taliban. He says Mr. Obama is no different than his predecessors and that his policy will only create more hatred toward the U.S. President Obama is making a major speech to the Muslim world in Egypt tomorrow. A New Jersey father embroiled in an international custody battle will not be reunited with his son today, as earlier expected. The boy's mom took her son, their son, to Brazil in 2004, divorced the dad, and then remarried. Well, she has died, and the father is now fighting for custody harder than ever. Now a Brazilian judge has suspended a court order that would have sent the boy back to the U.S., saying it could cause psychological harm. Brazil's Supreme Court will take up this case now. President Obama's Supreme Court pick is heading back to Capitol Hill today for more meetings with senators. They are the ones who will decide if Judge Sonia Sotomayor becomes the first Hispanic justice on the court. Republicans are praising her qualifications, but some have questions about a recent discrimination ruling and about a speech several years ago when Sotomayor touched on race and ethnicity. Democrats say they're making something out of nothing. A new commission will make plans for a huge celebration to mark the 100th anniversary of Ronald Reagan's birth. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan watched President Obama sign a bill yesterday creating the panel. The celebration will take place in February 2011.
President Reagan understood that while there are often strong disagreements between parties and political adversaries, disagreements that can be a source of conflict and bitterness, it is important to keep in mind all that we share.
And those are the headlines for you at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.